And good afternoon for everyone. So I will next present our study, which has a main purpose to test and compare metrics for perceptual color differences in complex images, such as natural images. So the background for the need for color reproduction quality metric came from this study's print context, where we wanted to have a quality metric for reproduction quality, which would correlate with perceived color difference. And of course, this would be only a technical quality, because the visual quality could not actually be achieved with this kind of metrics. And so as Heidelberg gave a very good keynote presentation this morning and emphasized the difference between the simple color patches and complex images, or what is the difference for the color difference computation. So I will not go too detailed into that. The metrics that we implemented are the SCLAP, U-angle, PCLAP, ICAM, and 3C metrics for simple color patches. And I will just briefly go through these metrics and not go too much into details. So as was in previous presentation also mentioned, that the SCLAP is a special extension to CLAP. It was also one of the earliest color difference metrics for complex images developed by Chang and Wendell, and it applies a contrast sensitivity of human vision to color difference computation, so that the original distorted images are adapted with spatial filters, which are created from these contrast sensitivity functions. And in the end, the perceived color difference is a pixel-wise average difference between images. Then the hue angle metric, which was introduced by Heidelberg also, well, it has a base assumption that the observers focus on certain areas of an image and perceive the overall color difference based on those areas. And this is computed so that the method identifies these pixels or areas of high significance, and then specifies an appropriate weight for them. And this weight depends on the size of the area of same colorant, also the amount of color difference, because Hong and Liu suggested that the small color or the large color difference are not emphasized enough. And PCLAP is a method that measures the amount of perceivable distortion between original and reproduced image. It was developed by Zhou and Liu, and the method incorporates a threshold for each of a variable just noticeable color difference for each pixel, and this depends on three localized pixel properties, such as the non-uniformity of color difference along the chroma axis, which is the same as in the C94, and the local luminance masking effect, and the background non-uniformity, which is basically the pixel indice average variance of this pixel background. And then in the end, the finality of image is calculated as sum of color difference that exceed the estimated visibility threshold. And ICAM is framework for images that take into account the color appearance model. So it's actually, well, the image color appearance model, and was developed by Fairchild and Johnson. And the framework is based on different models that accounts various properties of the color appearance in complex images, which are the contrast sensitivity modeling, same as in SCLAP, and spatial localization, local contrast detection, and uniform color space, In our implementation, the spatial localization and local contrast detection was not included. So, and then the perceived color differences again computed as pixel-wise average between the images in this uniform color space. For the testing, we chose 8 different test images, which were selected so that there were also low and high spatial frequency content, and also that they had such colors that gave a decent range of different distortions. And the test image distortions, there were 4 of them for each image, and they were generated for with the ICC profile gamut mapping process. And this was due to the print context which this study was done. So we had 4 standard ICC profiles, and these were also selected so that the test image or the distorted test image had a good range of from low to higher color difference values. And also we used the absolute colorimetric rendering intent, which were the most suitable for our purpose in this test. And well, the test image distortions are here, so they are quite linear in some of them, so below 1 to 5 delta E CLAP. And the metric performance comparison needed subjective tests, which were completed as pair comparison. And in the test question, we have the test participant was asked to select the image pair having a higher difference between images in that pair. So for this purpose, we implemented a test application which presented 2 image pairs and 2 displays, so 1 image pair per display. And these displays were HOS colorage, quite high-end displays, which were calibrated with the I1 and by using the displays sRGB emulation. So with this, the 98% of the sRGB color space could be achieved. And these displays were also compared in their reproduction performance against sRGB profile. So we got the average of color difference from 0.4 to 0.6 CD2000, which were quite good. And also the difference between the displays were tested, which was 0.8. So below noticeable color difference. And in the test, the viewing condition were adjusted to correspond to sRGB viewing environment, meaning that the ambient illuminance level was set to 200 lux with color temperature of 5000 kelvins. And the displays were also mounted to 50 centimeter viewing distance for the contrast sensitivity function purpose. And and also we have 15 test participants, all with normal color vision and normal corrected visual acuity. Then the subjective test data, these comparison judgments were converted to subjective difference scale values by with method based on Torgersons. And this means that the high average subjective scale values meant relatively many test participants chose the same image pair to have the higher perceived difference. And also the low average subjective scale values meant that the deviation between the judgments of test participants is high, and or the image pair has low perceived difference. So the performance comparison, the values are person's correlation, which were computed between the objective metric values, which were normalized, and the subjective scale values, which were also normalized. And here we can see the PCLAP had the highest correlation, ICAM also almost as high. The rest of the metrics did not achieve statistically significant values. Image 2, ICAM hue angle, and surprising, the CLAP gave good correlations. And image 3, hue angle and SCLAP were performing the best. And again, also this CLAP got high correlation. Image 4 was difficult for the metrics. None of them were statistically significant in correlation. Image 5, the ICAM was the best. Image 6, the hue angle and CLAP, SCLAP were the best. And you may now notice that for each image content, there was no one metric that were the best, and so that it varied all the time. And image 7, all of the metrics were performing well, while the image 8 was such that none of the metrics gave not the good correlation values. And also the image 1 and 8 were such that the test participant couldn't judge. So the either the core difference were low, which was the case in the image 8, or that they just couldn't judge between different core difference, which were higher. And here you can again see that none of the metrics were best in all of the image contents. In average, the ICAM was the best, but not that good. And the hue angle, the second best, and surprising, the CLAP was really high also. So what's the summary? The test and metrics are not completely capable to predict the degree of perceived color difference. While two metrics came up still in the comparison, the ICAM had the highest average correlation for all images, while if we excluded those images with high variation in comparison judgments, the hue angle was the highest performing metric. And it is noteworthy that the high performance of CLAP, which was also noticed in the previous presentation. So, okay, thank you.
Thank you, Henry, for your presentation. Questions? Okay. What do you think can be done in future work in this field?
Well, there is a lot of work to do with the complex images. As Heidelberg also noted, that there's the work has only begun, and so a lot of challenges there.
Thank you.
Thank you.